Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberdy. The manic buying of stocks and companies in the hottest sectors tend to lean towards what analysts call a stock bubble. When it occurs, we have all heard about and perhaps participated in stock bubbles like the one in housing stocks in the mid-2000s, or the famous dot-com craze early at the turn of the century, or a myriad of sectors where stocks seem to only go up in price. All of these hot sectors eventually cool off and the focus might move on to something else, some other sector, of course. Some of these bubbles end suddenly with horrific crashes, and some just kind of fade away as interest in those sectors wanes. It's safe to say that the artificial intelligence or AI stocks are the latest craze. I've written about these stocks a few times here on Money Matters and broadcast about them in our newscast. I brought the craze to light close to about a year ago, and as in stocks, when they went higher, warned about a possible bubble forming. A few months back, I penned that AI stocks were reaching into the realm of ridiculous as far as their valuations were concerned. Simply put, prices kept rising at a blistering pace, and when that happens, bad things can follow. The stocks did pull back a few times and have suffered significant down days on occasion, only to again be followed by some eye-popping gains. More recently, a painful erosion in these stocks gave some investors the idea that the party might be over, and to get while the getting was good. It's easy to see the ongoing pullback on some of the price charts of these securities. The original peak in prices occurred twice. The first peak hit its mark in late October last year, and a close rebound occurring around the start of February of this year. This February peak was followed by a notable haircut of prices of many of these AI stocks, which lasted about 7 weeks. Starting in the beginning of April of this year, however, the party restarted, and what looked like a funeral in AI turned into another rip-roaring rally. The uptrend has continued right up to the day that I made this newscast, which was April 25th. Looking at the most recent run-up in April, the increases witnessed today are again bordering on ridiculous. Don't get me wrong, the rally started when a handful of AI companies posted stellar earnings in their latest reports. The earnings started what I call the bowling ball effect in stocks, where action in one company knocks the prices of others in the space higher as well. But the caveat here is that the stock prices are based on many metrics. One of these metrics is expected future earnings. When we look at the stock price, however, the price of the stock compared to what these companies are expected to earn in AI stocks, it just doesn't compute, at least in the metric that many analysts use to determine whether a stock is a good buy or a terrible buy. Without getting too technical, the price you pay for a stock is thought to be based on what the company will make. The return to stockholders will either be in cash or dividends, or perhaps just stock price appreciation. But there are reasonable return expectations when you buy a stock, and then there are some ludicrous return expectations. Summing it all up, whereas stock prices would normally be based on what a company will earn, when stock prices go so high where it would be near impossible to earn what would justify the stock price under normal circumstances, the stock price is just driven higher by the next fool theory. Put simply, the next fool theory thinks that, and people believe that, one buys a stock for no other reason than the assumption that some other fool will pay more for the stock later, and therein will lie your profit. Doing this, however, in my opinion, is not investing. It's speculative gambling, and if I ever decide to do that, I will sit at a slot machine in Vegas and get a free drink to boot. Like a slot machine, no doubt, some people will indeed make money at it, but for my retirement funds, I usually prefer to use a more traditional methodology for my buying. And that's it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market, so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only, is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics way back with honors in 1979, and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberdy.
Yeah, absolutely. I certainly was in the right.
Definitely. I guess it was cruising for bruising.